But you're not answering my question.
We're Christians.
But what type? There's many kinds.
We're just Bible-believing Christians. We read the scriptures, we obey what the scriptures say, we're not affiliated with any organization. We've come out of the world, we're separate, holy,
separate. I know, but I mean, are you Jehovah's Witness? Are you
like
Roman
I said,
Catholic?
We're not a part of any organization, we're not affiliated with anyone. We just preach the biblical gospel, lifting up Jesus Christ today. And
amen.
If you don't want a gospel card, then you're not interested in the truth, which is what we came to preach today, so we're just going to continue to preach the truth.
Yeah, you can check out our website. We have the gospel on there, and it tells everything we have. If you'd like a gospel card?
No, thanks. I honestly just want to know what version I... Roman Catholic was the first version of Christianity, but you're not saying...
No, it goes before that. Roman Catholicism was made hundreds of years after Christ. We go back to the New Testament body that Christ established.
Yeah,
there's 40,000 different flavors, 40,000 different false Jesuses. You don't want to follow any of them. So if you don't want a gospel card, you don't want to talk about... Do you want to talk about the gospel, how a person can be born again?
You can't just raise your hands
to find eternal life. I'm sorry?
You can't be born again, but you can certainly repent.
What do you mean you can't be born again? Jesus said in John 3:3, you must be born again to enter into the kingdom of God.
He used that in a philosophical sense, whereas you repent. He doesn't mean...
Well, repentance is part of it. You have to have faith in Christ's shed blood, his death, burial, and his resurrection. And then you have to repent, which is a turning of your mind and your ways from sin to God, a holy God, to follow after him. You're nodding your head like you understand that. And then Jesus said, and I don't think the Roman Catholics teach this, that you must be born again, born from above. So this is Satan's kingdom you're living in. You must repent of all the sin and be born into God's kingdom. Well, hang on. And then you have to follow in holiness and obedience. Yeah, this is Satan's kingdom. The world. Satan is the god of this world. Well, tell you what.
He's not a god at all.
He's a little g god. And then you have to walk in holiness and obedience until the end. Tell you what, check out our website, send us an email, we'd be happy to answer any more questions there. I'm going to go over by my husband now.
Feel free to email.
Hey, we love you. Feel free to email, we'll take it up on email.